Hey, y'all, it's your girl Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl, and we're back with another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl podcast. Now, before we get started, y'all know I can't do any podcast episode without thanking you all for listening. So thank you for listening, boo friends. Out of the tens and thousands of podcasts that are out there in podcast land since 2016, you've lent me your ears for the last 500 episodes, and I really appreciate that. So today I wanted to talk about something that I don't think we talk about enough when it comes to this particular topic. I think we stick to one half of the topic and don't really talk about the caveat or the consequence to that actual topic at hand. That being said, though, before we get started, don't forget to complete my podcast listener survey. First link in my show notes. Don't forget to sign up for my email list. Second link in my show notes so that you can stay connected off mic as well. So look, as much as we talk about burning bridges and cutting people off and doing what you gotta do and things like that, and burning bridges essentially, right? Because sometimes that means burning bridges all the way through. Sometimes we handle it in different ways. Sometimes we burn the bridge because we don't have a choice. We're kind of put in a situation where we have a choice, yes, but in terms of the why and things of that nature, we have to burn the bridge to protect ourselves. And sometimes we don't make a fuss about it. We just kind of do what we need to do, as I said earlier, and then we go on about our lives. Another way is that we burn the bridge because we're hurt, our ego is bruised, our pride is damaged, and because we need to save face, sometimes we'll go 10 toes down and go public or go messy and tell the whole world why we're burning the bridge, because we need some kind of instant gratification to feel better. That's the give them a show, burn the bridge, because you probably didn't want to burn the bridge. You probably could have had a conversation, but since for whatever reason it didn't happen, now you got to just get the control of the situation and dominate so that you don't look stupid. I've seen that happen where people kind of burn the bridge because they feel like they backed into a corner. The other options are not quite available to them at that time. And, you know, it is what it is. And sometimes that situation is caused by stuff we've done, and those people may not want to talk to us, or it's something petty in nature, and those people don't want to talk to us, whether it's our fault or not. That's another one. And then the other one is where it's just the all-out, drag-out, mutual warfare. They mad, you mad. Y'all probably could have had a conversation again. And, you know, it's like, you know, I'm going to air this out. And they're like, oh, you want to air it out? I'm going to air it out back. And to go from there. Now, the thing about these bridges is that sometimes when we burn them, it can sometimes, for better or for worse, affect how we move around. Now, when I say move around, I mean it affects how you're able to network with people or get into certain spaces if those people you burn the bridge with are in certain spaces. Let's just be honest, okay? Sometimes people don't ever talk about when you burn the bridge how it could damage your ability to move around in certain industries or certain fields if that person is somewhat of a notable or popular, reputable person. I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying it's a thing. I've seen it happen too many times with folks. So what I don't understand, though, because my thing is, if you're going to burn the bridge, if you're going to do it, if you have to do it, do what you have to do. But as I always say, make sure you're aware of the consequences, and whatever that consequence is, stand firm in that. What I don't understand, and that's why I'm getting on mic today, is when folks need to do the extra most and they burn the bridge and then complain when people that they burn the bridge with don't want to let them into their spaces. I don't understand that. That's what I don't understand. Why would you want to be a part of a space held by people that you literally burn the bridge with for whatever reason, whether you felt justified and you did it quietly, whether you felt justified and you did it publicly, whether you felt justified, but you really wanted a conversation because your feelings was hurt and you did it publicly, or whether it was a mutual exposing, at that point, that bridge is done. Think about it. If it happened to us, right? If someone went all out of their way to expose you and went public with it when you could have had a conversation, or they might not have told the whole story as to why they did what they did or why you did what you did to make them do what they did, and they go all through the public channels and they get their followers involved and things like that to attack you on the slick. Why would you? I mean, honestly, why would you let someone in your space? Would you even let them in your space knowing they did that to you? Not on no holding a grudge type of energy, but on a, I see what you're capable of. I'd rather not subject myself to that twice type of energy. Would you? If you're a awesome super duper forgiver, congratulations. I know that's very Christ-like and I respect that. No shade at all. But for a lot of you, you're going to say no. And that's okay. So going back to the other flip of the lens, why would we expect to be held in spaces that we clearly have set fire to? That space may be still on fire from their perspective. The ashes might not have settled yet. The dust may not have cleared with that yet. And you want to go back into on the burning bridge? You might have burned it on their side, but it may still be in the process of burning on their side. They just see fire at that point. They just see war. They just see destruction. So if you're trying to go back into a space that you destroyed, you have to look at it from their side of the equation. Just because you're done with it and you've moved on and you burned the bridge doesn't mean that it happens for folks. And for sometimes there may be folks that want to receive you, but because you're associated with destruction, they may not want to do that. For better or for worse, again, I mean, I know this can get very nuanced when it comes to certain topics at hand, but I will say this because sometimes it's about a value alignment, right? When you have a misalignment of values to the point where it compromises your integrity, would you really want to go back over there to be included, knowing that technically your integrity and how you carry yourself and what you hold near, dear, and true to your spirit doesn't align with them? Would you really want to go over there knowing that they've shown you that y'all don't align? Because at that point, that's willful misalignment. And if we're trying our best to live the life that we want to live and be who we want to be, and we want to make sure we align as best as possible, what good would it do going back into a space that you know is misaligned because there are notable people there that could probably help you? We know how things go in the energy of misalignment. It may work for the short term, but it will more than likely break down the long term because of that actual misalignment. So I just wanted to put that on you all's heart today. Burning bridges is a thing that I don't recommend doing unless it's absolutely necessary to protect yourself. So if we're going to protect yourself, right, going back to those spaces doesn't seem very conducive. And I know that this kind of sometimes happens when you don't feel like you're getting that alignment immediately. So as the homegirl who loves you wants to see you win, I'm telling you, if you had to burn the bridge or even gently disconnect because you had to protect yourself or because your values were misaligned, if you did it publicly, you might as well, child, if they got a strong spirit of forgiveness, then that's one thing. But if you know deep down in your soul that that is not where you need to be, please do not feel desperate to go back to those spaces because you're not quite getting that push or that momentum or finding that village of people yet. The process takes time. You have to trust it. If them not your folks, them not your folks. And that's okay. But going back to a safe space, or excuse me, going back to a not so safe space after you burn the bridge and knowing that you're misaligned, it's like going 2 steps forwards, 5 steps backwards. And at some point, you have to figure out what direction you want to go. As an elder of mine, Jerry Miller says, ever forward, never backward when it comes to that, especially when it comes to your integrity and your alignment. To me, going back to misaligned spaces is like blocking your blessings. You're throwing obstacles in your path by your own will at that point. That's how I look at it. You can look at it differently. You're free to do that. But I just want to put that on you all spirit today. Happy Monday. I hope you're having a beautiful start to your week. Some of y'all might be wondering about those misaligned spaces now. It's the start of a new chapter. And you're probably like, dang, I probably should have went back. I just gently suggest that you just sit with that for a minute. And really look at the alignment of things. See whether it was by your own hand first. If you could have really chilled out before burning the bridge. And if you absolutely had to do it, then, you know, go back and look at whether that was actually something that you really had to do. And whether going back to them will serve you after you went through all that, you know. So with that being said, y'all, don't forget, click the first link in my show notes to complete my podcast listener survey. I want to learn more about you. If you like what you hear, please, please, please fill out that listener survey. The first link in my show notes. If you've done that already, thank you so much. Please continue to tap in with your girl. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and also sign up for my email list if you haven't done so. That's the second link in my show notes. I'm going to be talking about this a lot because support is so important to me and I would really love your support. I love the fact that you all listen to the podcast. I really appreciate it, but I would like some support in other ways if you have the capacity to give it, okay? So the two things I really need from y'all, if y'all already subscribed to the podcast, is to complete the listener survey, the first link in my show notes, and then don't forget to tap in with the second link in my show notes, which would be signing up for my email list. So with that being said, y'all, I will check y'all tomorrow. This is another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. My name is Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. And remember, boo friends, trust the journey, trust yourself, and whatever you do, do it with love. Burning bridges and finding aligned spaces included, okay? Love y'all. Peace.